They only come out at night. Yes, they only come out at night. There is a disinformation campaign put forth by supposed experts in the fields of science and medicine that downgrade the seriousness of those who suffer a phenomenon commonly referred to as sleep paralysis to nothing more than some adjunct of parasomnia or narcolepsy. In reality, sleep paralysis can be a dark weapon used by malevolent entities to lure individuals away from the true Messiah and usurp the kingdom of heaven. Today's guest is about to blow your mind. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Skywatch TV. I'm Joe Artis Horn, and today we round out what has been an unimaginably explosive series on the subject of alien visitation and also sleep paralysis. Joining me once again this week, our special guest. She's a prolific writer whose works have been featured in the Wisconsin Christian News and Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural Report, and co-host of the popular Through the Black podcast with the one and only Mr. Tom Dunn, Miss Vicki Anderson. And he is a legendary writer, director, actor, and producer known for his incredibly viral Watchers series and Watchmen Chronicles. His Nephilim trilogy hit the CBA bestsellers list. Please welcome once again Mr. L.A. Marzulli. He's the author of numerous best-selling books and the writer, editor, and the director of the blockbuster film Silent Cry, The Darker Side of Trafficking, Mr. Josh Peck.
Hey, good to be here.
Over the last few weeks, we've been talking about these various spiritual, what we've determined to be, in many cases, attacks on the vulnerable and the weak. As Vicki described last week, please go back to the archives. They come for those who are defenseless against them. Mm-hmm. They prey upon the weak, those that cannot protect themselves. And of course, all of this turns out into incredible bodies of work. They Only Come Out at Night, Exposing the Dark Weapons of Sleep Paralysis by Vicki Anderson. And of course, in previous weeks, the focus of discussion, The Coming UFO Invasion, Exposing the Dragon's Dark Secrets, L.A. Marzulli's brand new DVD. Ladies and gentlemen, what we've been covering, I think, has been astonishing. And I know in my heart that the people that have been watching this series, that there have been those who have raised their hands from their homes and said, that is me.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
This L.A. guy is talking about me. This Vicki woman is talking about me. Mm-hmm. And they're holding on with bated breath to every word. Vicki, I want to hit the ground immediately at a high pace here because we have so much to cover and always never enough time. Mm-hmm. Getting back to sleep paralysis, this idea that someone wakes up, they're able to see, maybe even feeling as though they can speak, or maybe they're lying right next to their spouse or loved one and they feel that they're screaming, wake me up, when in fact, if you were to walk in and see them, they're just staring like this. Mm-hmm. They're completely paralyzed. This can range from benign to catastrophic in terms of the anxiety scale, mm-hmm. the fear mm-hmm. scale. Yeah. What are the similarities between sleep paralysis, if any, or differences in the types of experiences that people describe when they're dealing with UFO abductions, mm-hmm. feeling as though they're being suppressed or held down by dark entities in the middle of the yeah. night?
There are many, so this list will not be exhaustive, but some of the differences are, as we know from abductee stories in the UFO realm, you can be in a cornfield, you can be driving in your car, whereas sleep paralysis is stereotypically always you are asleep. Mm-hmm. And so it can be a nap in the afternoon, but like you're asleep. It's capitalizing on sleep stages and those altered states of consciousness as you go in and out of sleep phases. Another big difference that I have noticed when I talk to my case studies is sleep paralysis experience, they will almost always tell you that it's darker than dark, and the entities are even darker than the dark. Mm-hmm. And many times, not all the time, many times those entities are hovering at the bedroom door. We're going to talk about that a little bit more. Whereas with the UFO sleep paralysis experiences, they will often talk about bright lights and the window. So the thresholds are a little bit different, and the directions are different. Like a sleep paralysis encounter is always through the ceiling, whereas with UFOs, it's through walls, though sometimes they do go up as well. But so those are some of the minor little differences, though there's many more. The biggest similarity, and I don't hear a lot of people talking about this, and it is that I believe that they're both abductions. And the thing that's frightening for a sleep paralysis sufferer is, in a UFO encounter, a lot of times the person will not remember where they were or what happened to them. But the indicator that something is amiss is there's missing time. This is my theory. There is also missing time during sleep paralysis, but it goes unnoticed because we're used to 6 to 8 hours passing away. We don't question it when we wake up. So now we've got a situation where there's been an abduction, likely into the astral realm, and you wake up and you really are only remembering the tail end of the entire episode. When people talk about, I woke up, I couldn't move, there's something on me, I can't scream, I believe that that is you're coming out of the sleep paralysis experience. And like LA was talking about in previous episodes, they flick switches. You don't remember what they were doing with you in the astral realm and what sort of oaths or covenants or agreements you were doing up there. And I can't speak for everyone, but for myself, all of my sleep paralysis encounters started in a deep REM dream state. I would be dreaming, and I would get a sound effect or a sensation, and I would say, oh, no. And my dream would shift.
Yeah.
And it would be a nightmare, and then I would wake up out of the nightmare, and then the sleep paralysis that we call it would start.
Right.
And so, unfortunately, why I think a lot of people aren't getting relief from this is the only part that they're remembering is when they're waking up. And that is the body's stress trauma response. All the heart beating and all the saliva in your mouth being dried up and you're having trouble breathing. That is your fight or flight trauma response.
Yeah.
But your brain does not necessarily remember why you are really afraid. Mm. And they present themselves so that you have an explanation. I'm afraid because there's an entity here.
Yeah.
And so the reason why a lot of people have relief when they cry out to the name of Jesus, but they keep coming back, is because what really needs to be rebuked is something that happened in that astral realm deep within a dream state that you don't remember. And so we need to get more savvy about rebuking not just the points that we remember, but when we wake up saying, God, as my father, Jesus, as my bridegroom, on my behalf, will you disavow me of any agreement or contract or oath or covenant that I may have made in my dream state that I don't remember? We have to just cover our bases because like the UFO abductees, we might not ever recall those repressed memories of what happened.
So if somebody watching this program heard your description of this series of events that takes place somewhere in the deep hours of their sleep, and they're only remembering just the tail end of it as their fight or flight kicks in as you've described it, and they're becoming conscious and now awake, you're not suggesting this is a form of possession. Somebody that is a Christian who says, my home is covered by the blood of Jesus, I myself am a Christian, I don't accept the premise, or I struggle to accept the premise, that a visitation or an oppressive event like this could happen to me, what would you assert?
Yeah. So I would say, let's take it down from the very melodramatic exorcism, Linda Blair, head-spinning stuff.
Okay, gotcha.
It's not possession.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about footholds, strongholds, open doors. And here's the paradox about these entities. On one hand, they're bullies. And they rely on smoke and mirrors and trickery to get us lured down these pathways.
Sure.
But on the other hand, they are excruciatingly legalistic. So if you know the game they're playing, you can easily beat them at it.
Hmm.
But they're going to try the deception stuff first. I've been asked this question so many times, and it's a fair question. I'm a believer. I love Jesus. I'm not playing with Ouija boards. This isn't fair.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I take them back to the garden. Adam and Eve,
right.
That wasn't fair. They were tricked. She was seduced. And God didn't come to Eve and say, we're going to do a do-over because you were tricked and that wasn't fair. They were held accountable for that.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So what I want Christians to get out of this isn't a fear now of I'm terrified to go to sleep because I might not be remembering things. And this is not to evoke fear. This is to evoke a getting the head out of the sand. And so what I want Christians to get out of this is not now a paranoia or a fear or a giving of more credit or glory due to the enemy than they deserve. But what I want Christians to be aware of is we are so attached to these mantras that as soon as I pray that prayer, I can't be possessed, I can't be hurt, he can't read my mind, he can't do it. We have this list of all these things that can never happen to us, to the point where we maybe think nothing can happen to us. Mm-hmm. Jesus is just kind of this silent janitor in the corner who just sweeps things up before they ever, you know, get into our purview. We do have to be on the team. We have to be aware of things that could be happening, doors we might be opening. And the name of Jesus is powerful, but only if you call on it. And if you think you're safe, you're not going to call on it. So it's only powerful if you're using it.
And Job provides us a biblical example of when God permits something to happen to one who has not rebuked his name or cursed him.
Yes.
But he's allowing them for whatever reason to walk through something, maybe to solicit to see if they will call to him for help.
Yeah.
Do you agree?
Amen. Yep. And I do, in the last chapter of the book, I do go into kind of the primary targets. And one of the targets that a lot of people don't necessarily identify is there are Job types. Now, you want to exhaust all the other things first, because we don't always just want to assume I'm getting attacked because I'm like Job. Now we're into the same territory of I'm chosen, I'm special.
Yeah. Or even just giving the enemy credit for things he's not strong enough to do. I can't stand that.
Exactly.
Where we blame literally everything on the enemy or I'm being attacked or whatever. Some of it is that we live on this earth in a fallen state, and some of it's just life. But go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. I always tell people, Christians, exhaust all the other possibilities. You want to make sure the doors are closed. You want to evaluate your life. And if there's things that maybe, you know, there's things that aren't sin, but they're unnecessary.
Yeah. Right.
And so I tell people, don't think in terms of is this right or wrong, sin or not sin. It's like, does this glorify God? Because there's a lot of things we do in our life that might not be a sin, but if it's not bringing glory to God, that can weaken us. And so we don't want to water ourselves down. And so if you exhaust everything and, you know, you've thrown away all your knickknacks from overseas and you've prayed all your Masonic prayers and you've checked every box and you're still getting attacked, it might be that you are being allowed to endure these things because the Lord is fitting you for battle. It's a boot camp. Yeah. It's a training. He's preparing you. He's strengthening your faith. He's teaching you spiritual warfare. So that's the thing that I also wish the church would offer, instead of just always assuming that maybe you dabbled with a Ouija board or you've got some sort of a dirty addiction, that it could be that as the time grows short, more of the spirit realm is being revealed to us so that we will be prepared to fight and defeat it when it comes upon
us. That makes perfect sense. We're talking about Vicki Joy Anderson's new book, They Only Come Out at Night, Exposing the Dark Weapon of Sleep Paralysis. And here in a couple of minutes, we are going to take a break. But before we do, I at least want to open this up and get the dialogue rolling, because this is a very significant portion of your book. In chapter 4, you talk a lot about threshold covenants. And for those unfamiliar, what exactly is a threshold covenant? And how do these, in the way that you frame them in your book, relate to sleep paralysis encounters?
Okay, this is huge, but I will try to be brief. So when we think of thresholds in terms of entities and things, our mind will go immediately to the vampire lore, where the vampire cannot come into your home unless it's invited, and once the foot crosses the threshold, you're his, you know. but the occult, the enemy, they don't have anything original. All they do is they take something good and pure and lovely and excellent and praiseworthy, and they twist it, and they contort it, and they destroy it. So this whole threshold idea came from something pure originally. It was something hijacked. And so I'll bring you to two verses. Revelation 3:20, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door and lets me in, I will come in and sup with him and he with me. So here we have Jesus being a gentleman from the spirit realm. He doesn't come in and barge in and abduct. He knocks, and he will not come in. He will not cross that threshold unless he's given an invitation. But the onus is on us. We have to hear and we have to open the door. We have to let him in. It's an invitation. There's also an obscure reference in Song of Solomon 5:2, which is a metaphor for the bridegroom being Jesus or Messiah. The bride was asleep, but her heart was awake. She was in that limbo. But instead of a shadow person coming to torment her, her bridegroom came, wanted intimacy. You know, this was the Tamian chamber. This was the betrothal chamber. And so what we have is, by God's design, these times of deep rest and sleep were designed for Jesus to come and fellowship with us. And these things, it's Little Red Riding Hood. It's Grandma. It's the wolf dressed up like Grandma. They're beating the bridegroom to the door. You know, we talk all the time in Christendom about the Antichrist. These sleep paralysis entities are the anti-bridegrooms. They're coming to the door, and they want that invitation. But the invitation isn't just to come on in. It isn't necessarily sin or you're dabbling with the Ouija board. Just your fear can be an invitation. You draw it in with your fear. Because we're told 365 times, do not fear. So if we're not offensively using, in the name of Jesus, you get out of here. If we start to fear, we're drawing that over the threshold. And that, in biblical terms, when someone is invited over your threshold, it's a covenant. You've cut a covenant with that entity. And that's why it's more than just, I woke up and it's done with. We need to do spiritual warfare when we wake up.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have to take a quick break so that we can show you how you can get your copy of They Only Come Out at Night, Exposing the Dark Weapon of Sleep Paralysis by Vicki Anderson, and the brand new DVD by Dr. L.A. Marzulli, The Coming UFO Invasion. You're not going to want to miss this. We'll be right back.
Millions of Americans are being terrorized at night or even taken against their will without warning and without mercy. Who or what is behind this malevolent activity? Skywatch TV has teamed up with Dr. L.A. Marzulli and Vicki Anderson, renowned experts in the fields of ufology and demonology, to help answer these very difficult questions in the UFOs and Entities Exposed special offer. This incredible offer includes the brand new documentary on DVD, The Coming UFO Invasion, Exposing the Dragon's Dark Secrets. In this groundbreaking film, legendary researcher and reporter Dr. L.A. Marzulli rips the cover off the terrifying secrets of alien abduction and UFO visitation in never-before-seen interviews with actual victims of these seemingly unstoppable phenomena.
It happens again and again, and you feel it, and you're there, and you remember it.
These beings, if you want to call them that, when I was 5, 6, 7 years old, and it continued up till about I was 15.
I found out I was 3 months pregnant, and at first there was a heartbeat. They just said, this is the womb, but there's nothing there.
What or who is entering the homes of these victims, removing them, and once removed, what is being done to them? And for what purpose? Is it demonic activity? L.A. listens to firsthand accounts of these horrific encounters and offers biblical answers to this alarming problem that will help individuals suffering these terrors find freedom in Jesus Christ. Also included in this phenomenal special offer is acclaimed writer, researcher, and investigator Vicki Anderson's brand new book, They Only Come Out at Night. This riveting page-turner reveals biblical answers to the mystery surrounding Asclepians, the ancient healing temples of servants and astral encounters, whether vampires and ancient threshold covenants are fact or fiction, who the primary targets of the entities behind sleep paralysis actually are, and whether or not you may be one of them, what your way out of the astral matrix really is, and so much more. But that's not all. You'll also receive the mind-boggling audio series, Doctrines of Devils. Listen as Stephen Bancars interviews Doreen Virtue, world-renowned former best-selling author and teacher of the New Age, as she explains her incredible supernatural journey out of the occult and into the arms of Jesus. This over 12-hour series features bonus interviews with Dr. Chuck Missler, Dr. Thomas Horn, John McTernan, Gary Bates, and many more on the subjects of ghosts, demons, and the supernatural. This is an exclusive offer for our Skywatch television audience and holds a retail value of $85. Yours right now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. Now you and your family can understand through a biblical lens what is really behind the dark weapons of UFO visitation, alien abduction, and sleep paralysis. The UFOs and Entities Exposed special offer, available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Welcome back to Skywatch TV. I'm Joe Horn. We're talking about these entities that suppress individuals for myriad reasons, primarily to distract from the true Messiah. We've talked about how this can happen to those who are believers. And how not all of this manifestation of these visitations, this oppression, has to be because you yourself are indulging in secret sin, although I'm sure that explains probably a lot more of it than people would like to admit. Before we run out of time, if somebody's experiencing these moments of sleep paralysis, Vicki, and maybe nightly, or maybe often, maybe several times a year, and they're saying, you know, I serve the Lord, I don't get this. I don't have a pornography addiction online at home. There's nothing seedy. I've gone through my house. As you said, I got rid of all my little wooden collectibles from overseas that were gifted to me by a shaman on a missionary trip that I stuck on a counter for whatever reason, right?
All right.
Like all of the things. I checked all the box. And they're still experiencing these events.
Mm-hmm.
Are they supposed to be asking themselves, well, what am I doing wrong? What's wrong with me? How do you explain that?
Unfortunately, there's not a formula, like a one-size-fits-all for everyone. In some cases, the Father does allow it to last a lengthy period of time for some people because he's teaching them something.
Mm-hmm.
But with that said, I like to compare it to a security system in your home. You can get a top-notch security system. That doesn't mean no one's ever going to try to break in. What it means is now you're prepared, and you've got time to prepare before the robber gets from the front door into your bedroom. And you got time to load the gun, right? So at this point, you've got a warning. And in that time, you can prepare yourself, and you can call on the name of Jesus. He can be there ready to fight that battle by the time it starts. And in sleep paralysis, you got a matter of a split second before you realize this is happening, and it happens. And so you hear people that talk about how, hey, I found the open door, and I confessed, or I got rid of this thing, and it never happened ever again.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have other people where now it only happens every once in a while, but it still will happen occasionally. And we do have to keep our finger on the pulse of our body and our stress levels, because we are soul, mind, body, strength. We can't separate those things. And so if you're excruciatingly stressed out, or you're not getting enough sleep, you're haggard, you're not taking care of yourself, you will be more susceptible to these things because they're bullies, and they prey on you when you're weak. So taking care of yourself is an important piece of it. The fail-safe way that I have found is what we've talked about in previous episodes. It's not just about praying a prayer or being a Christian. It's about having a covenant relationship with Jesus Christ.
That's yes. It.
Yeah.
Those threshold covenants that we briefly touched upon, they're betrothal covenants.
Yeah.
And just like we can only be legally married to one spouse at a time in the physical realm, in the spirit realm, if you have wittingly or unwittingly entered into a threshold covenant, how are you going to be in covenant with Jesus Christ? And that is why the New Testament describes salvation as a death, because what happens when we die? The marriage contract's void. When we live anew, we have a new spouse. Now Jesus Christ is the new owner of our home, of our heart.
That's good.
And that's the vampire code. You can get out of a vampire code if the ownership of the home changes hands. So you die to self. You enter into a new covenant with your new bridegroom, Jesus Christ. He is now the doorkeeper of your threshold.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Love that. Ooh, I got chills when you said Christ is the doorkeeper. Love that.
Josh, as you sit here today and we're rounding out this series, you know firsthand that what these two authors have put together, it not only worked in your life as one who was formerly in the New Age and being attacked and tormented by all kinds of entities without any consent or knowledge of how to deal with it. To the viewer at home that's still skeptical, if they're dealing with this stuff, how much difference did Jesus Christ make in your life to put a stop to this torment?
Oh, world difference. Well, when I was in New Age, I was calling myself a Christian. I mean, I was brought up in the church. So in a way, I was, you know, saved, but I wasn't living for him. The relationship wasn't where it should have been. And that was the problem. And that left me susceptible and weak. Once I finally made the decision to really, really rededicate my life to Christ and give my life over to him, that just made the whole world of difference. Because now I realized I don't need to find the solution. He's the solution. I'm exercising his authority that he's allowing me to use. But you only have access to that through that relationship. So a relationship with Jesus makes all the difference.
Yeah.
In LA, you know, for the decades and decades now that you've been at this, this, what Josh is describing, his transformation, his set free moment coming to know Jesus Christ, his personal savior, and the authority that he's describing being on loan from the Messiah to put a stop to this torment. This is something you've seen with people you've worked with, right? Just person after person after person.
Absolutely. One thing that we need to remember, to Vicky's point, and also Josh's, the enemy, the guidebook of a supernatural, i.e. the Bible, tells us that the enemy comes to rob, kill, and destroy. Mm. Why should we be surprised when all this is starting to happen, even if we're born again and spirit-filled? Mm. As a born-again Christian, I had sleep paralysis about 15 years ago, only once, and it was absolutely terrifying, just terrifying. There was an entity in the room, and finally I was able to choke out the name of Jesus. It took, I don't know how many minutes, I was like, couldn't speak at all. And I choked it out, and the moment, bam, it just broke it like that. But I think, you know, the enemy comes to rob, kill, and destroy, and we need to be on guard. We are at war. We are in a war, and that war will continue until the second coming, which I hope is soon.
Amen.
Amen.
I love the fact that you bring the whole armor of God into this, because we actually did a Simply His episode on the whole armor of God. And when I was doing some research for that, I thought it was really interesting how the entire book of Ephesians is so important, because chapters 1 through 5 get you ready to actually put on the full armor of God. Mm-hmm. And we have to live with that armor of God on constantly, but we have to do the rest of what's in Ephesians to prepare us to put on that armor of God.
Excellent.
Vicky, with just a minute on the clock, any final thoughts to somebody out there watching the shows that might have said, Vicky is describing my horror right now?
Yeah, I specifically want to talk to Christians who are to a point of exhaustion. It says in the book of Daniel that in the end days that the enemy will wear out the saints. And I think a lot of times we think that the enemy, you know, he does come to kill, steal, and destroy. Mm-hmm. So we have very violent imagery. He's going to destroy my life. He's going to ruin my marriage. I'm going to be in a car accident. I'm going to be sick. Sometimes his agenda is to wear you so thin that you can't function. You become sick. Your family starts to fall apart. You start to question your faith. You start to question if God even loves you. This is also the hand of the enemy, and sleep paralysis is an opportune way to wear out a saint, because there's not a lot of answers out there. I just want to say, press on towards the prize. God does know your name. He does love you, and there is a way out of this.
That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, one more time, the book, They Only Come Out at Night, Exposing the Dark Weapon of Sleep Paralysis, and the new DVD from L.A. Marzulli, The Coming UFO Invasion, Exposing the Dragon's Dark Secrets. Both of these bodies of work we'll explain all of this in a much deeper way. The information is here, and it's been compiled for you. Please consider these in terms of a path set before you by the Messiah to help you find freedom. Unfortunately, we're all out of time, but we're going to have to do this again. Ladies and gentlemen, for everybody here in studio and on panel, LA, Vicky, so good to have you once again. Keep your eyes on the prize, which is Jesus Christ. We'll be back.